Hey, Bulls and Bears, welcome back. It is Saturday. It is March 18th, 2023. Thank you for being here. Wow, things are really starting to get interesting. This last week was one of the wildest weeks we've seen in a long time with these bank takeovers, these bank failures, all the money thrown at the corporations and companies that would have lost a lot of money in these failed institutions. So amazing times. The good news is everybody here on this channel, none of us are surprised at this, even though it's wild and it's unprecedented, the things that what happened with these types of liquidity injections, banks helping other banks, of course banks failing, the second and the third largest bank failures, wild things happening. We had said here, and all of us here I think expected wild things to happen. And it's even going to get crazier going down the road. So the good news is none of us here are surprised. All of us here are probably not even scratching our heads at what's happening. This was expected, right? But not everybody feels that way. There's a lot of people out there that are surprised, they're scared. And I spoke with my banker, and as most of you know, I work in finance, but I don't work in a depository institution. But my credit union, I spoke with my representative there, my banker, and the banker had some very interesting things to tell me about how many people are taking their money out of this credit union because they're scared, they're afraid. They feel like the bailouts are not going to be there to help the small banks. They always feel like it's just going to be the too big to fail banks, right? So pretty scary times for a lot of people. And even us here, even though we've been prepared for this, we knew this was coming, we still have to, be careful about where we keep our money. That's why I'm really happy to have this sponsor, Noble Gold. So I want to read you the word from our sponsor right now. Then we'll get into the news and what my banker said. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than a week. These are the second largest and third largest bank runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of $1.2 trillion on more than an $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who the only ones are that are not afraid? The ones that invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to bullboomgold.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. That's bullboomgold.com, bullboomgold.com. Also see the link down in the description of this video and in the pinned comment. All right, so let's get into it. So I went into my credit union, and as I like to do, I strike up conversation about how are things going, how's business? Have you been seeing a lot more people taking their money out of the bank? Obviously, this person works the window or the counter, so she knows. And she's not sitting there keeping track of all the numbers, I'm sure, but she said it's at least quadruple. I was going to say triple. She said quadruple the number of people. So 4 times the number of people that she usually sees come and take money out are taking money out. And she said it's much bigger withdrawals. Now, she doesn't think that it's going to cause the bank to be in jeopardy, but I'm not sure how up she is or how knowledgeable she is on the whole reserve system. Now, we're told that banks don't have to have any reserves, but yet we still see banks failing and being taken over. So if they don't need reserves, why were these banks taken over? Well, that's because they're over leveraged, right? They loaned out way more money than they had to cover these losses. And then especially when people start taking money out, what you call a bank run, or when people start taking money out enough to cause there to be big problems. That's the thing though, who decides what the limit is if there's no reserve requirement, right? So we're living in wacky times, folks. This person obviously is on the front lines. And she told me that she sees quadruple number of people taking the money out of the bank. So is your depository institution safe? Is your bank safe? Is your credit union safe? People are freaking out, even regional banks, because we saw those banks, what happened. People in regional banks are considering, and a lot of them are, taking their money to the big mega banks. So we're seeing a consolidation of business, of market share. And these banks were already monsters. Now they're going to be even bigger, and they're going to have a bigger control, a bigger footprint in the financial sector. Now, let me ask you, what do you think businesses do when they monopolize, when they get a big majority of the market? Do they lower their prices, or do they raise their prices and take advantage of the situation, right? So if you're the only person in town giving haircuts, and it's a small town, people have to drive maybe 10, 15 miles to the next town to get a haircut if they don't get it with you, if they live in your town, are you going to be able to charge higher prices or lower prices? Do you want to lower your prices? Well, you're probably going to charge higher prices because you're saving people the hassle of having to go to the next town. So even if you raise your price by a few dollars, if it's enough of a more of a convenience for the customer, they're going to shell out a few more dollars for the convenience of not having to drive to the next town. That's business, right? Banks, do you think these banks, once they get even more control and eliminate a lot of the smaller banks, do you think they're going to raise their fees, raise their rates, make people pay higher interest rates, have more penalties for late fees, bigger penalties? I think so. Now, recently we've actually seen some banks get rid of fees and penalties, which is a good thing. Certain banks, not all banks. But what happens when businesses get more market share? They typically don't make it easier for the customer. They make it a little bit more pricey for the customer, if you know what I mean. Now, the banker that I was speaking about earlier, obviously she doesn't speak for all of the different branches, all the different locations. And she doesn't speak for even the other people that work at her bank. This is just what she saw on her personal dealings with customers. There's a lot more people taking out money, and the withdrawals have been much larger than usual. And that may not be true at other locations. There could be no cause for alarm, no problems. And maybe some new law will be passed where these smaller institutions can loan out money and not have any in deposits. And that's kind of already what's happening right now. But it's very complicated because they're picking and choosing the winners and the losers, right? So why have a institution or bank that's too big to fail over here, but a bank over here that's going to fail and be taken over? You know what I mean? So that's what makes it very, very difficult to forecast, because we have people out there picking the winners and the losers, right? So very, very difficult time to try to navigate, if you know what I mean. All right, well, let's talk about what's happening at the U.S. debt clock. We talked, I think it's about 2 months ago now, we talked about how something strange is happening with the numbers for oil and precious metals, gold and silver. We see the dollar to oil ratio is still at zero. Now, back then people said, well, it's probably just a glitch. And maybe it is, but this glitch has been going on for a couple months now. And it's very interesting. If you look, all the other categories are functioning just fine. The ones that are not functioning are the dollar to oil ratio. We know that oil's being, or not being, but it's been a trade commodity. Dollar to silver ratio zeroed out. Dollar to gold ratio, $0 per ounce. So very interesting. Could just be a coincidence. Again, I'm not saying this is definitely something happening, behind the scenes, but we know that the system, the monetary system, is changing. The global financial system is changing. It's shifting. We have many countries now going outside of the dollar for trade with one another, specifically the BRICS nations plus other nations coming on board all the time. And we know that the world is waking up to the fact that these dollars are created out of thin air. So we're sending over digits on a screen for real goods and products. And the good times might be close to come to an end, because are you going to keep on taking digital numbers on a screen for real products and goods that you manufacture and export? So everything comes to an end. All good things come to an end, as the sale as the saying goes. So the good times that we've had here in America, even though they may not seem so good for some people, for others, yes, others, no. The good times, though, if you think these are good times, things could change real, real quick. So you might want to be diversified. You might want to think about what's happening in the big picture here and the macro financially here. Now, still on the debt clock here, there's a lot of good data in here. Here's one that always gets me. The median income back in the year 2000, 23 years ago, was $31,704. Today, 23 years later, $35,760. So about $4,000 more, the median income, $4,000 more, 23 years later. The median home, they're looking at new homes, 162,000 back then in 2000, about 500,000 now. If you're here in California, the median home is about 700,000 or even higher now. Well, actually, no, it dropped over the winter. We did see an uptick. I believe it was, we'll have to look at that on a different report. Bottom line is, look at this ratio of a median income versus homes. The price is increasing. What does it mean? How are people buying homes? They just have to keep on getting bigger loans, bigger mortgages, go further and further into debt, carry the debt for longer. Less people now paying off their loans early versus the 2000s, the 90s, 80s, etc. And this is going to be the next crisis. It's going to be the middle class, the working class, most of the regular population here, most of the paycheck to paycheck crowd. So 2023 is going to be wild. I know I say that a lot, but look what's happened so far. Let's get into some other news here. Folks, more money printing, more bailouts, more throwing digital money, cash, etc. at the problems. Not going to fix it. Go back to the great financial crisis. Did lower interest rates and the bailouts prevent us from getting into another crisis? No, we're here. We're living through it. And the solution now is going to be the same as it was back then. They're going to drop rates. They're going to throw money at the problem. The question is, how many people are going to be hurt along the way? Are you going to be too big to fail yourself? Are you going to get money thrown at you if you can't meet your financial obligations? Right? I think you know the answer to that, folks. Right? So we're going to leave it at that. Thanks, everybody, for being here. We're going to probably put out a report tomorrow on Sunday. So I will see you then. And I hope to come back here. And please subscribe if you haven't already. Please give us a thumbs up if you like what we talk about. And maybe we'll see you down in comments on this one. Keep stacking. Peace.